We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen. We're starting a new perek today. We're in Shar HaTevuna, perek Ches. Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar HaTevuna, perek Ches. Boy Yevoyar Midas HaSavlonus. V'sha'over Zeh Nimcholin Avoynoisov. If you had to go to a pharmacy or you go to a doctor and you say, which medicine will cure me? I'm in physical pain. And they prescribe the medicine, they give you the medicine. It's a great feeling to know that medicine you take will get rid of that pain. If a person has spiritual pain, we'll call it averus, avonus, sins, and he wants to know what is the antidote? How can I wipe the slate clean? There's such a thing called, on the computer, it's delete, it's cut, it's control X, whatever it might be, ever in any way, that it erases what's on the screen. So too, how can we erase what's in the screen in Shemayim? Of course, not to go back to the same Averos. Here, we're being told, at least from the topic alone, Savlonus, patience, has that ability to wipe the slate clean, to have the Averus taken away, the schus of the Mida of patience, as we'll see what that means exactly. Hashem says one can merit to have his Averus wiped away. Let's see inside. Oid yizor mo'oid lahargilis atzmoi b'midas hasavlonus. Person has to be margil himself, accustom himself, b'midas hasavlonus, with this attribute of patience. Shia misratze l'chol ma'ashe eyeru aloi. That he should accept anything that happens to him. Kedisa ba'avas derabbi Nosson, Perek Mem Aleph Mishnah Yer Aleph, v'zeh l'shoinai. It's quoting now from the Avas derabbi Nosson. Havi lamud l'kabel es hatzar, havi moichel al elbaynecha. Person should learn to accept what happens to him, the tzar, and to forgive being shamed and insulted. Now, this doesn't come because we sit here one day and learn this, walk out of the room, and imagine we're carrying, you know, some cakes and pastries from what you bring, and someone, by mistake, he doesn't watch where he's going, we don't watch where we're going, we drop it, and we tell him, why don't you watch where you're walking? We're in such a klutz, and, you know, you got to have more patience, we tell him. That's the key word, we always see that. And he has to have more patience, we tell him. What are you running for? Meantime, we don't realize what we're saying. I'm not talking about anybody, just making an example. He says, Havi lomud l'kabel asatzar. We have to train ourselves to mekabel atzar. What is mekabel atzar? This is the Ratzon Hashem. Havi moichel al alboincho. And to let it go. Let our covet go. Not be so makbid. Which is one of the biggest challenges in life. This is it, right here. V'yenoki loy alidei ze midas shmiras haloshen. He says as follows. If we can work on this attribute, this midah, this virtue, on letting things go, not being makbid and strict, it'll be much easier for us in regards to Shmiras HaLoshen. How so? The lav hachi, it's tarich lizgaba al yitzoy tamid. Shaloi lalechas ulesaper lachir ma shahoye beinoy vein ployni. Because if not so, if a person is always makbid, you know, this person did that, you know, he did here, he did there, he's going to want to always speak to other people and say, what did this person do to me here? What did this person do to me here? This person did this, this person did that. But if a person doesn't even acknowledge that something happened, then he's not, he doesn't have a frame of mind of having to go speak to other people. You know, he did that, he did this. Why doesn't he have to have that conversation? He doesn't acknowledge what that person did to him as a problem in the first place. He lets it go. Once again, dilav hachi yitzarich lisgaber al yitzro. If a person is not able to let things go, he's going to now have a different challenge to control his yitzhara, shaloi lalechis ulesaper lachayim, not to go to speak with other people. What transpired between these two people, between you and someone else. Or to be careful to make sure I say the words correctly. Sometimes he'll be victorious. He'll be victorious over the Yetzara. And sometimes the Yetzara will be victorious over you. And even if a person will disgrace you, embarrass you, right in front of your face, lo yashiv lo yiklal, you should not respond to him at all. V'yeda, and you should know, ki hakol me'itz Hashem hu over avonei Yosef. Everything is from Hashem, v'avonei Yosef heim ha'machar from Yosef. And it's the person's averos that are being macharifin, that are insulting him. It's literally the boomerang. It's literally the case of the boomerang. The person picks up this boomerang. I really want to throw one one day. I mean, put on a protective gear first. But I want to see how that works, you know. And it's the avonos, the averus the person did, which created these insults. So if he takes that boomerang and throws it, and gets hit in the head, and he sees someone standing next to him, and the person picks it up, when he turns around, the person's holding that weapon. So the initial reaction, of course, would make sense to say, like, why'd you do that? Why'd you throw that at me? But what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, we have to realize, he didn't do anything. We did it. Through the averos that a person did, he created these insulters. I don't know if that's a word even. These mecharfin. Just like we know we create malachim. Now, the person who insulted us, that's his issue between him and Hashem. It's a very hard thing to deal with.
He doesn't have permission to do it.
He doesn't have permission to do it. And we're not saying, Yashikoyach, you know, did Lashem Shemayim. He's saying, listen, I know you have averos. So I'm here as a shlich of Hashem. I'm going to have to tell you, you're good for nothing. And he goes on and on. No malach and no navi came to appoint him to be the mecharif. Hashem didn't say, that's his job. So that's between him and Hashem that he is not doing the right thing. The question is, how do we respond to this? So what if I told you, there's a winning lottery ticket, as we mentioned earlier, $600 million in Florida. So we all know that we're not the winning lottery. We didn't win that ticket. What if I told you, you got $600 million for being insulted? How much would you pay to get insulted? $600 million, I don't know what these numbers are. $1 million, whatever it is. Here we're going to see that the avoidance of a person, if he responds correctly, can be wiped off clean slate. Next paragraph. Mikabel es adin al atzmai be'emes. When a person accepts this, the din, that this is from Hashem. Bevadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiroimim karnoi l'maylo v'rzeh bo'ilam hazeh uv'oilam haba. Hashem will definitely elevate this person here in this world and in the next world as well. K'moy shimetzino in Shmuel Beis Perek Tezayin. Eitzel David HaMelech Alav HaSholem. By David HaMelech. B'sho shekile lo yiso Shimi ben Geira. When Shimi ben Geira cursed David HaMelech. V'iper oisai ba'ofar. And he threw dirt at him. It wasn't just rotten tomatoes and eggs. V'rotzu avdei David l'kaneis l'chvoidoi over zeh. And David's soldiers, they didn't want to stand by. They were ready to go get him. How could you do this to David HaMelech? He was anointed Mashiach Hashem. The man Hashem. You can't do this. There's a whole question. How could David be Meichel covered? That's not for now. Yeah. It's not for now. That's a good question. V'lahiniach lahem. David did not permit them. V'kibel al atzmoy hadin. David was mekabel. This is from Hashem. Ba'omroi, four words. Hashem Omar Loi Kalel. Hashem said he should curse me. Va'omru Razal, Chazal tell us, Sheba'oisli Sho'ah, at that time when David said, Hashem Omar Loi Kalel, Hanech Loi, leave him alone. Zocha David Loyos Harevi Leragli Merkava. David HaMelech merited to be the fourth leg of Hashem's Merkava, Hashem's holy chariot. I saw once, I mentioned this in the past, I saw once that David went through a lot of tzaras from this point already in his life. A lot of busha, a lot of embarrassment. This is after already the Maisa of David and with David and Bathsheba. This is Amnon and Tamar. So it's all after this already. A lot of bushi he went through. I saw brought down once that at this point, when Shimon ben Gera was mekallel him and cursed him, this was the worst bushi up until that point in his life. And what's his response? His response was, Hashem Amar Lo Kala. Why am I saying this? Because we have to realize, it wasn't just like, you know, I'm the king and you're the nobody, so therefore it doesn't mean anything to me. No, it meant something to him. And his response was, Hashem Amar Lo Kala. If a person learns David HaMelech's personality and the lessons he teaches us, it'll be aimless shire. It's unfathomable. His tzidkus. And a person can learn the Navi incorrectly without the mafarshim and not see any of it. He could just miss the whole boat. That's correct. This was why when he was running from Avshalom, this was one of the, you know, running from his own son, so mafarshim learned that Avshalom really wanted to kill David. Look at the next paragraph now. This, people say, okay, that's David HaMelech. What about me? Every single person. Im yiske l'mida zu b'shleimus yenechshev l'osid mi'oyavei Hashem yizbarach v'yoyer kitzeis Hashem yishmik v'rosoi. This can apply to every single person as well. But if a person merits l'mida zu b'shleimus, shleimus means complete, he also will be viewed upon by Hashem. Nechshav la'asid mi'ayavei Hashem. He'll be beloved by Hashem. And he'll shine. Kitzeis Hashemish, like the sun that comes out, bivurosei, with its mighty strength and power. K'mo yishomer chazal. M'shavas daf peches amad beis hane'alovin ve'enin olvin. Those who are insulted, but they don't respond. Ve'enan olvin, shoymen cherpasin ve'enan meshivin. They hear the shame and they don't respond. Ve'enan meshivin. Oisin me'ava. They do the will of Hashem me'ava. Ve'smei osmeichin b'yisurin, and they are happy, knowing that Hashem is in charge, even with the suffering that they get. Aleim akos avoymer, v'oyavav, kitzeis Hashemish b'dvurosoi. And his beloved ones shine like the sun at its peak strength. From Shoftim, Perikei, Lamed Aleph. What does he have to do with the sun? What's the mashal? Is it a mashal? What's going on over here? Let's go back to the beginning of time. The beginning of time. Sheshes me bereshes. The moon said, not so fast. Ein shnei melachim moishim b'keser echad. You can't have two kings ruling one crown. This doesn't happen. Well, clone it, that's one thing, but one crown doesn't do the job. The moon said it's either me or him. What was the sun's response? Upstairs we have beautiful Eitzer Svar. Take a look in the Midrashim, anything you... What's the sun's response? What does the sun say back? And if you tell me you can't find anything, because I think he can say anything. And that's what we're telling us over here. Hanelovin ve'enan olivin shoymin cherposin ve'enan meshivin oisin me'av osmechin ve'yisurin aleim akos avoymer v'ayavav ketzeitz ha'shemesh v'gurosoy. The sun did not respond. This is Hashem's Ratzon. That's what David HaMelech is teaching us. We'll shine like the sun. Now he tells us over here, there are three different madrigas. From Perishim Afarshim, the Kechoshev Kan Gil madrigas. There are three different levels. What's the first level? Aleph. She'enoi oylev l'chaveroi k'shechaveroi m'chorofoi. The first level is a person does not respond with an insult. Avayochel yoyis she'yoshev. But nevertheless, does answer back his tormentors. Doesn't respond with an insult. Someone says to a person, oh, those are very ugly shoes you have today. So, whatever, say something. So he could say back, oh, thank you. You must know ugly shoes because you also have ugly shoes. It takes one to know. Whatever, just thinking of something. So he responds, but he doesn't respond with an insult. That's one level. Why is that a level? Because he didn't respond by insulting back. Beis, second level. Shemaimid al atzmo ishloi lahoshif. You know what he says to himself? I'm not going to respond. Why should I respond? Shemaimid al atzmo ishloi lahoshif. Kidesh lo yasig yoyse bizoyin al ideze mechaberei. If he responds, the person's going to have another response. There's some people are very witty, very sharp. And it's like, you know, they're very good at chess in regards to shooting things out with their mouth, with the daggers from their mouth. So he says, you know what, I'm not going to respond because why do I need more insults? Gimel, oisin me'ava, usmechim be'yisurin. He accepts it, mi'ava. He accepts what was said, mi'ava. Now, when the person that happens in the thick of things, it's very difficult to remind ourselves, okay, today is Chof, today is Yud Bei Sivan, it's the 21st of May. I was learning here at 12:29 that when I get insulted, and these things will happen, I'm not wishing them, but these things happen. That's the seriousness of the challenges of life. We forget ourselves that, wait a minute, this is, how should I respond now? Sitting down here right now, no one's insulting us, we're not going to practice it either. But the more a person learns the topic, the more a person's mispal for Siyat Shemayu. It's like any mitzvah, any midah that he works on, habolet time assignment, a person tries to, Hashem will help him. And after a person fails and says, why did I do this? Why did I respond? I learned Shmir Salashin. I go to the Shir. I'm trying to work myself because Shevi Yipol Tzadikom will fall. We have to get up. Not to focus on the fact that we might have fallen. Not to focus on the fact that why did I respond? Why did I say something? whether it's a spouse, a friend, or not a friend, who knows?
The third one.
Let's finish first. We didn't finish it yet. Oysim mi'avo smechem yisun. Perush, what does it mean? Oysim mi'avo smechem yisun. Ma'ashe einay meshiv. This that he doesn't respond. Humitzad ha'avo la'ashem. Not because he doesn't want to get insulted more. Because of the ava to Hashem. Mekabel yisun eilu v'simcha. He accepts these yisun v'simcha. I want to, if I may, I know we're running a little late. I want to see one more paragraph. If you have to leave, please. He brings over here, Kosev is safer, told us Adam. They bring a Maisa from Rav Zalmalo. Rav Zalman was the brother of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who died at a younger age. Before I say the Maisa here, I'll just, they asked, they say, how great was Rav Zalman? He said, he knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. He knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. So he said, Lozan was a town from the Grod. Lozan Volozhin. So they said, if that's Lozan Volozhin, so how great was the Grod? If that's the Talmud, how great was the Grod? If you know Kol HaTorah Kulo. So they say that Lozan Volozhin, he knew Kol HaTorah Kulo like you say Ashrei. Ashrei, Yishevi Sechoi, right? Oh, you say Ashrei like this. Ready for this one now? The Grod, I heard this from a Rebbe, does that so? The Grod knew Kol HaTorah Kulo like you see Ashi backwards. Now, let me hear.
Hey.
Okay. We're starting. What's the last word? Haluka, right? What's next? That's how the Grod knew backwards and forwards, the Torah. What's the mice? Talmidu Shel HaGrozal. He one time, Shepam Achas, Nosa Atzadik Rezaman, Talmidu Shel HaGrozal, Im Ochiv HaGoyin, Rav Chaim Volozhin, Baderech. Two brothers, Rezaman Volozhiner and Rav Chaim Volozhiner, traveling together. It came to an inn. Dibir itam bala maloin koshris. The innkeeper spoke very harshly to them. He didn't give them a place to sleep. Hard to imagine such a thing. When he left, he sees his brother Chaim Volozhin, sees his older brother Zalman. He's crying. Imagine that. You see an adult getting insulted, a male, and he's crying. Chaim says, "What are you crying about? You paid attention. You're crying because of what he said to you." I didn't pay attention to this. What are you crying about? Honor of Zalman. Rav Zalman said back. I'm not crying because he insulted us. That's not why I'm crying. That's ridiculous, the cry of that. But I felt a ke'ev lev, some pain from this person. I felt pained from this person. Uboichani, I'm crying. Al shlohi gat yadayin lamailus, hane'alovin ve'enan olvin. Hane'alovin ve'enan olvin. Shemin cherpasin, ve'enan nishivin. Oysin me'ava, usmechin b'yesurin. I'm crying because I haven't reached this madrega. You hear what a Baal Avodah he was? Why was he crying? Not because he was pained because of what he said. He's crying because he hasn't reached, because he still felt insulted. Not because what the words were, but he didn't reach this Madriga. He sees, I didn't reach this Madriga. That's why he's crying. Because he's coming short in Avodah Hashem. Let's just summarize here. But to take out, we're not on the level of Rav Zalman Volozhiner, we're not on the level of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, we're on the level of ourselves. And our goal in life is, as he says here, Ruchahai Gavna, Bechol Odom V'Odom, every single person. Im Yizke Lemida Zub Shleimus. Yenech Shav L'Osim Oyev Hashem Yisborach. We have that ability, every single person, Hashem gives us the Nisoinus on our level. Whether we have to get somewhere, And of course, every right turn that we have to make, there's a car in front of us that's making the same right turn, driving 50 miles an hour. And the patience is we're running out of it, and we have to get to an appointment, and we left early, and everything we have to do. We have to remind ourselves, just like David said, about Shimi ben Gera, Hashem Omar Loi Kalo. Hanech Loi, leave him alone. Hashem Omar Loi Kalo. Hashem said to do this. And it was our avoinus, whatever it is. Hashem is cleansing them, going through a washing machine with the detergent and the bleach and the hot water and taking it away. It's the best thing for us. It's taking the antidote, taking the medicine for the sickness. And tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, will continue to see how it takes away the averus. Have a nice day.